Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 4:38 on a Wednesday. It's a Wolves Wednesday, in fact. So we're giving away tickets to the what game is it, Dan? I was just
it's on the 14th. It's Wolves and Cleveland Cavaliers.
Perfect. Thank goodness you knew what's going on here today.
Well, you know, I typed it on that sheet so that you could see it. You know, if you're not,
is it on the sheet?
It's
is
on
it?
The sheet. Yeah, it's on the sheet.
It's on there somewhere. Oh yeah, there it is. Look at that. The way we run this whole show is incredibly high tech. Maybe you've heard of Google Docs. That's what we use. So anyway, when you hear the howl, be the third caller at 651-461-9226. Not now, but when you hear the howl, get that done. Greg Swan would probably be mocking the way that we are communicating remotely and doing this show through Google Docs. I'm sure the chief creative and strategy officer at the Social Lights, the consumer electronics expert, my personal technology guru, Greg, I'm sure there's some better, we should be using Slack or something nerdier than just Google Docs, right?
You know, I use Google Docs every day, but I do think that maybe we could move this conversation over to Twitter. How about that? Is that fair?
I think it'd be great if we had just random people interjecting their hatred to me in the middle of this conversation. That would be
great.
If
only there could be, yeah, a direct feed of that, some sort of technology that can allow that. That could be great.
That would be great. Greg is the, as I said, the chief creative and strategy officer with the Social Lights here in the Twin Cities. And you are you in Vegas right now?
Yes, I got in my car in the west suburbs this morning at 4 a.m., and I white-knuckled it to the airport. My flight was delayed for about an hour, and I landed here in beautiful 54-degree Las Vegas. Sorry to brag.
Ooh, 54? That feels a little chilly for Vegas this time of year.
I have nothing to say. I know what it's like back home. So I'll bite my
tongue. Smart. Very smart. The Consumer Electronics Show often... I think sometimes it's just a lot of nonsense that, you know, companies are coming up with and trying to say, oh, this is going to be the trend. This is going to be the trend. But sometimes, and you know this because you've been out there so many times, you do find things that end up creeping into our regular lives, right?
You do. So CES used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show, global gathering of innovators, 2 million square feet of exhibit space, 11 venues, 100,000 people expected this year. So you're walking around and you've got autonomous cars and giant TVs and robots everywhere. And yes, Jason, some of that is vaporware, or, you know, something that will never happen, never actually be something that you could go into a local big box store and buy. But there are quite a few things that you, if you pay attention, there's some common themes and trends that do prove valuable over time.
So you put together a couple of takeaways, some things that you're looking towards and that we all should be keeping our eye on, right?
I do. And you know, I was here in 2008, which is the year right after the iPhone came out, 6 years mm-hmm. before Amazon would introduce Alexa. And I was, you know, it was a different world, using a real camera to take photos, right? Actually, like using my phone to make phone calls. And CNN put together this really cool recap from 1989, where here at CES, they introduced the CD player. They introduced portable television sets, and this threat of VCRs could take over Hollywood, and this cool new gaming system called Nintendo came out, right?
So, when we
look at some of the things like, oh my gosh, there's, you know, a robotic belt that you have to recharge, or flying cars, or a suitcase that's a go-kart, or a robotic tail, you know, some of that is clearly not going to be something that we need to pay attention to. But as I think about this year, I'm looking beyond the big TVs, past those faster and smaller chips, And I'm excited for the Yarbo snowblower bot. Okay, so this is a Roomba snowblower. It works on driveways and sidewalks. It'll mow your lawn, blow the leaves and debris from your yard. And they're saying that it's almost ready. I don't think it'll be ready this year. But I think I could have used this.
Oh, man.
I could have used this this morning. I could have been at the airport watching on my Ring doorbell video camera, watching it clear the driveway, instead of watching my neighbors tow my wife out of our driveway because she got stuck.
Boy, that would be something, right? You just this Yarbo, it just has a docking station, sort of like a Roomba would.
Yeah, and you know, when robotic vacuums came out, we kind of mocked those.
Yeah,
an early one, you know, that was pretty stupid, and it got stuck.
We've tried them and had mixed results. You know, sometimes they're all right, sometimes not.
Yeah, and now, I mean, they're on sale at Target on the end cap, right? Yeah. So they're incredibly mainstream, and they're not perfect. So I think we're probably a little ways out. I think there's some safety issues and battery issues when you have a machine like that mowing or snow blowing, but that was exciting to me. Another one I'm excited about is a new breath-based COVID test. So it's a reusable breath test for COVID and RSV and the flu, and it's from Optive Technologies. It's called ViraWarn. And, you know, we'll see how, you know, if it actually holds up. But I think what we saw in the last couple of years here at the show was a move towards consumer health. And we're doing a lot of testing at home right now. And I don't know about you. I've spent a lot of my own personal money on testing.
Yep.
And
for
so
sure.
Being able to have reusable technology, maybe in the future, it'll connect with your healthcare system. I think that's a pretty cool innovative technology. And again, a lot of this is early days. It's not something you're going to be able to walk into your local drugstore and buy, but you know, there's some clear trend leanings to pay attention to.
Greg Swan is the chief creative officer for The Social Lights. We're talking about CES, the big tech showcase out in Vegas that's underway. The at-home testing is fascinating because 5 years ago, if you would have told me you're going to be giving yourself a test for a virus at home, I would have said, no way. There's no way.
Sure,
And now I think, like, I have a kid who had mono. You think, like, a strep test, a mono test, certainly COVID. Like, parents want to be able to do these tests at home.
Yeah, we use telehealth all the time, and enabling combining telehealth and a doctor with that. So here's another one. I know that you've been on a bit of a health kick lately. You've lost a lot of weight. You look great, Jason. The company that invented one of those first home scales, you know, the scales that are like smart, called Bivins, in 2009, they are at this show. They are debuting an in-toilet urinalysis machine.
Oh, so, yes.
Right, so I'll be careful for radio here, but it's a system that sits in your toilet and it will check your general metabolism, menstrual tracking, that sort of thing, and just kind of coordinate. Kind of, you know, we keep really good track of what's coming in. Maybe we need to take a look at what's coming out too.
Well, we've seen that right with COVID, the way they've been testing at the kind of sewage plants to see what's going on. I don't know. Sometimes maybe the color of what's going on in your toilet isn't quite the color you think it should be. Now you might know. Is something wrong? Do I need to drink more water? What do I need to do? A urine testing toilet. Brilliant.
You probably do need to drink more water, for what it's worth.
That's probably true.
So there's, you know, clearly being in the social media space, we pay really close attention at The Socialites to what's happening with communities and then how do brands interact with people, especially with this younger generation. They're spend a lot of time in this buzzword we call the metaverse. You might know it as Roblox or Fortnite or Discord, these kind of other places where they hang out, digital friends. I think we're going to see a lot of conversation about the metaverse of things. We used to talk about the Internet of Things, and you could hook your lights to your vacuum, to your curtains. And now we're going to be talking about the metaverse of things and how our digital world starts to collapse and collide with the physical world. So I think we're going to hear a lot about that, probably a lot of VR, AR stuff. There were a couple of leaks around Apple launching their headset, which is giving a lot of credibility to some of the news you're going to see. And there's a practical side to this. You know, a digital twin of maybe an x-ray or a scan that will allow the doctor to practice surgery before doing it in real life. You know, a lot of brands are looking to say, how can I get my product into these spaces where the next generation is? And there's going to be a lot of different solutions for that this year, too.
Very good. Greg Swan, I have time for one more. Give me one more thing you're watching for.
Okay. Well, do you know someone who got a Bird Buddy bird feeder for Christmas? These smart bird feeders that know what kind of bird has come to the feeder and sends you a push notification on your phone, what kind of bird it is, etc. That company is launching a smart hummingbird feeder at this show. $200 for that original bird feeder, and I got to tell you, I have a friend that has it. It's pretty cool. I want one.
Oh, my mom is obsessed with bird feeders. So this is, and it can take a picture even, right?
So it takes the picture. They've collected about 3 million photos, and they actually hired their own ornithologist and a team of interns to process the photos, train the AI. Everything's wow. AI now, right?
Right.
And so, like, why would you want to have a dumb bird feeder that just feeds birds? You want to have a smart bird feeder that you can share on Instagram.
To tell you what dumb bird has showed up to your house. I love it. Greg Swan, the socialites from Vegas. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it.
Thanks much.
All right, 4:49, back in a minute here on News Talk 830. Weather and traffic coming up on CCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.